Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, September 23rd. I'm Ray Graff. Well, Vox Pop host Alan Chartok often laments, if you do a call-in show about New York State politics, nobody calls. If you do a show about cookies, everybody calls. You know, there might be something to that. So let's find out today on Vox Pop Food Friday. We talk about cookies and baked goods with none other than Linda Kindlin. Linda is the genius behind Bake for You in Albany, and just about everybody loves cookies and baked goods, right? Right. So let's have some cookies, share some recipes, learn some baking secrets from Linda Kindlin. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday, don't you know? Food, fun, your calls, Linda's cookies, all coming up after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it is a Food Friday, and our guest today has been on this program a couple of times as part of the pop-up restaurant Mavens, Three Chefs and a Baker, sort of the Beatles of pop-up dinners. Today, it's a solo appearance for Linda Kindlin, owner of Bake for You, an independent baking business in Albany that uses organic sugar, flour, free-range eggs, and Vermont butter. Linda bakes delicious things in small batches, scones and cakes, and some really amazing and delicious varieties of cookies. I think of Linda as a baking genius. Let's find out if she agrees. Linda Kindlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Do you consider yourself a baking genius?
I don't know about that. I kind of like that.
Yeah?
I do.
Maybe you get some cards made up.
That just wouldn't work.
All right, fair enough. The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program, voxpop@wamc.org. I'll be manning the email, and I'm pretty bad at it. But try it anyway. Maybe you get in. voxpop@wamc.org. The number, once again, 800-348-2551. So before we start with the baking stuff, how are Three Chefs and a Baker making out?
We're all really busy, so we have a great group text that we all stay in touch, but everyone's doing their own thing right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
So the band is breaking up?
No, never. I actually miss them here.
Really?
It's kind of quiet.
You know, you're
them.
All doing solo appearances on the
we
show
are,
now.
That's true.
You know,
I kind of like that.
Soon there'll
as
be
well.
Lawsuits. It'll be the end.
God,
the end
no,
of the band.
No, no. No, we're just really busy, so we're hoping maybe like in the fall or like after the first of the year.
Fantastic. Well, you do amazing work at Bake for You.
Thank you.
And just the cookie combinations that you have come up with are amazing. And what did you bring today?
Today I brought the pumpkin oatmeal
nice.
With a little glaze, which is one of my favorites. A double chocolate.
Can't lose.
Yeah, can't lose that one. I brought white chocolate cranberry, which is our signature cookie.
Oh, that's a fantastic cookie.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in the bottom of the box.
You don't know? Well, that's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
When we get to the end of the show, we'll get to the bottom of the box.
Yeah, then you can decide.
Look, this is fantastic.
Yes.
So, I mean, one of your famous ones is, and I forget what you call it.
Girl's
Best Friend. Yes. So it has potato chips in it.
And pretzels.
How does one come up with something like that?
True story. When I was in my original space, which was a church basement kitchen, which was great. I kept eating potato chips and pretzels one day. I was just kind of like on a binge, and I said, this has got to stop. And I just decided to throw them in the chocolate chip recipe. And we had the church secretary, who I was really close to, and I buzzed her. We had a great call system, and I'm like, you have to come down and try this. And we were like, oh, my God. We were like weirdos. We were so excited. And then it was crazy. And I was like, what can we call this? And I said, I think it's a girl's best friend because it's potato chips, pretzels, and chocolate.
The priest didn't come down and say, hey, that's heresy?
No.
You're
no,
out? So
no, he was actually, he was very excited
oh,
about
good.
It as well. So, yeah, and then it just took on a life of its own.
All right, so tell us, and we'll get to the phone calls in a moment, 800-348-2551. So tell us a little bit about how you started this. I go by your shop every day on the way home.
It just doesn't accommodate your hours.
Well, I'm going to go on the weekend. Yes. I didn't know you were open on the weekend, but tell
yes.
us about this shop.
The shop is I would call it like a boutique bakery. We have kind of our own unique style, and we just put in the case whatever we feel like doing that day.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Which is kind of fun. But the basics are always there, like chocolate chip, the girl's best friend, Earl Grey, which is one of our other big sellers. It's a buttery cookie with Earl Grey tea and a glaze on it.
Not too sweet.
Not too sweet and
nice.
Really delicious.
Yeah.
We always have scones and brownies, and we do raspberry squares. But it's kind of fun because we just follow our own little rules and do whatever.
So that's so rare today, is to follow your own little rules.
And it is.
So you started in a church basement. Now, so tell us about this progression. How you ended up doing what you do now.
What I do now. I've always been in the food industry. It's a really long story, kind of boring, but and I always worked in restaurants and stuff. But I always really liked to bake. Raised by an Italian mom, and there's always food and excitement and things went around food. So anyway, I had a catering business, ended that, and I went back to really what I loved doing was the baking. It started in the church basement, and then I would just bring boxes of cookies to like coffee houses and different restaurants, and it just kind of grew from there. Like two accounts turned into 10 accounts.
It's such an interesting concept and a business model, almost on-demand baking.
Right. That's pretty much what it was.
Is that something that you saw in other places, or was this your own idea?
It was just kind of
you're a genius. I knew it. You're a genius.
Don't let that secret out. No, I just think that it was like I can still waitress and have an income.
Right.
Like in the evening. And my kids were older at this point, so there weren't so many demands, which was that fit into my life. Then it was like, wow, I can still bake and do it in the morning and deliver and then be home in time to go waitress. And it just kind of grew from there. I don't think I really had any set plan. I never had a business plan, which I'm not recommending that to anyone.
So, in other words, you would recommend people have a business plan?
Absolutely.
But it seems to be working out for you. But, you know, as far as the creative, and you're obviously extraordinarily creative with what you do.
Thank you.
But when you run a business, it's got to cut into that time.
It does. I mean, there's a great side to owning your own business, and there's a lot of not so great sides, you know, and it looks very different from the outside. You know, people are like, oh, you get to make cookies all day.
Right.
But there's also, you know, the very long hours. We work, like during the holidays, it's probably 80 hours
a week. That's a lot.
Yeah, when I drink Coors Light and eat Ilio's pizza.
All day long?
During that
from
time.
6 a.m.?
No.
Good for you.
After hours, that's my guilty pleasure.
But,
you know, it's definitely a lot of work. It's not that easy.
Linda Kinlan is our guest. The number is 800-348-2551. Linda is the owner of Bake For You, and she has cookies, which we will try shortly. Here's one that came in via email, and then we'll get to the phones. This is from Winnie in Toland, Mass. I make a bread pudding using croissants. Should I let them go stale, dry out before making? I have not tried the dry version as yet, but the fresh version is yummy.
Actually, we did a apple croissant bread pudding last night for our small plates. I usually let them go stale.
Yeah.
And then I do it. I just prefer the how it turns out better.
Easier to work with at that point?
I wouldn't say easier. I just think it comes out better. I don't have a rhyme or reason for it, but.
Well, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. My computer not working, so I'll look at the phone. I think it's Ken in Tilson. Ken, you're on.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here.
I have a real quick question. I've been doing a lot of baking, mostly bread baking, and over the years I've looked at recipes, and they recommend that you use a stale rather than a dry measure. And I was just wondering what the opinion was about that, whether it really does make a difference.
Ken, that's a great question, but I am probably the worst person to ask.
Why?
Because I don't really measure.
What?
I know. It freaks people out. It's not probably...
Oh, no. That might be the best answer.
I just don't measure. It's really... It's a very... You'd probably, like, have Ajita watch it when you bake because there's no... Yeah, it's just... I don't measure.
I find this very interesting.
Yeah.
Because so many times... you know, we have chefs on, and chefs are the first ones to say, look, I don't bake. This is one thing
that's
I don't
true.
Touch.
Most of them don't.
And,
right.
And the thing is, I was always under the impression that, you know, when you're a chef, it's arty, but when you're a baker, it is chemistry and science and to the letter.
It probably is, but not in
but
my
not
world.
For you.
No.
So you're a savant.
I.
You're a genius.
I'm coming back here every Friday. This is awesome.
I just want to say that this is life-changing.
Really?
Because I have been so worried that I was using a dry measure and not a scale, and I've been baking for, you know, probably about 20 years. And to hear that, yeah, maybe you can do it without worrying so much.
Well, Ken, I mean, how's everything coming out?
Everything's coming out great. I make a holler you wouldn't believe.
Oh, nice. Then keep doing it. Don't change what you're doing. Seriously. If it works for you.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. So that's so fascinating. So, okay, you're very good at what you do, and I can't wait to start eating cookies, especially before the podcast people get it. I want to eat all the cookies. So you must have had a lot of trial and error where you didn't measure properly.
It was more not so much like that, but with like creating things. I would create something and it wasn't good.
Oh, give me one that didn't work.
Oh God, that's too hard. I can't.
Oh, come on.
I can't.
Like ground
it.
Beef and chocolate.
Oh, God, no,
and
that,
cheese.
That
and,
would
you
not
know.
Happen. But
oh, that's
we do
good.
Everything by hand. So ours really, you can tell by the touch if it has what it needs.
Fair enough. Our guest today is Linda Kinlan. The phone number, I'm trying to fix the computer as we speak, is 800-348-2551. Don't try to type in a password while you're giving a phone number. It just doesn't work out.
Doesn't work.
All right, let's take another call before the first break, and we'll go over to Denise in Albany. Denise.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to know, how do I get my chocolate chip cookies to be nice and rounded instead of these flat pancake things after they're baked?
Do you use butter? Like just...
Yes.
Okay, so no Crisco. I don't know why they would be... Are you using a mixer or doing it by hand?
Sometimes either or. It doesn't really seem to make a difference.
You might be over beating them or over mixing.
Okay.
And that's really what causes like the flatter. And you could add a little bit more flour and it would probably beef them up a little bit.
Somebody said I should put them in the refrigerator overnight before I bake them.
No, I never do that.
Really?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, that's just my suggestion. You could try it. It might work for you, but I would definitely just be careful that you don't overmix. And that tends to, you just mix the air right out of them.
How do you know when you've overmixed?
That's a good question.
Okay, again, it's like, I've done this. I can't give you an answer.
No, it's not that I can't.
I can't.
All right, thanks, Denise.
All right.
Appreciate it. So you have no answer for them for me.
I don't. Well, a lot of people do overmix, and if you do it in a stand up, mixer, it will. You'll just like keep letting it. You might go and do something else, and you come back, and you're like, oh.
But you use a machine, right?
No.
You don't mix. You mix by hand.
Everything's mixed by hand, except our frosting.
Well, God, no wonder you're so tired.
Muscles.
I tell you what, Linda Kinlan's our guest. She's very strong. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. The coffee's here. Let's have a cookie.
Support for WMT comes from Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 5, featuring outdoor dining on the patio and front porch throughout the summer. BlueHeronDining.com. Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, butter crunch, and sea-salted caramels, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSam'sCandy.com. First Light, providing high-speed data, internet, co-location, and voice services to businesses over its own fiber optic network and supported by locally based personnel. Firstlight.net. And Horsleap Tack Shop, Amenia, offering new and consigned riding clothes and tack with a focus on adult amateur riders, children, and traditional hunt attire. Horsleap.com.
Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here. Number to call is 800-348-2551. Linda Kinlan of Bake For You is here, and I just had a bite of the pumpkin glazed
oatmeal.
Oh, so good. It's so good. What's in this thing?
We have organic canned pumpkin, oats, sugar, flour. That's it. Baking soda.
So good.
And then just a simple glaze when it comes
Not
out.
Not too sweet.
No.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's
this
would the go. Sugar.
This goes good with my coffee.
Good.
And this would be good like Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're delicious.
Yeah.
I love those.
Well, the phone lines are loading up here, but I got to ask you. Now, you made a mention of this in the break, and it just kills me. So one of the first times you were on, you made contact with one of the local colleges who said, hey, can we send students your way?
Right. Correct.
And it just didn't work out.
Well, no. She was awesome. She was here, and we were doing the show, and I said, yeah, I don't measure. And she was like, oh. Really? Like, she just couldn't. And she's great. She's like a medal winning, chef, baker. And she just could not wrap her brain around it. I'm sure I troubled her deeply. And then she tasted a cookie and said, well done. You nailed it.
So.
And she couldn't figure it out.
But maybe if more people tried.
I'm sure that they could.
It's like improvising free jazz, right?
Right.
Sometimes you're going to be outside
that.
The changes, but if you got it, you got it.
Right.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Libby, who is on the road to Pennsylvania. Hi, Libby, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Great to have you here.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is about this gluten-free rage that's going on right now, and if she has any wheat-free alternatives or if she plans on having any.
We did when we initially opened, but because our kitchen is so full of flour, I mean, we make so many cookies that it really wouldn't be, I mean, even if we washed like every, you know, pan and kept them separate, I still didn't feel comfortable with people that have like severe gluten allergies because I have relatives that have them. And I just was like,
so full blown celiac?
Yes. And I just didn't feel comfortable like playing around with somebody's health. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we, you know, it's washed, but there's still flour everywhere.
Right. So, and that's one of the problems. You have to have almost
correct.
Separate facilities.
Right. And I just didn't feel that it was the right thing to continue doing, so we stopped.
Libby, are you somewhat intolerant of gluten?
No, but it's more the glyphosate, what the wheat is treated with, is my concern outside of the wheat. But I do understand, because that flour, fine particles will get in the air and contaminate other recipes. So with a small kitchen, I understand why she sticks to what she does.
Yeah, well, Libby, have a safe journey to Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-348-2551. Linda Kinlan is our guest. Over to Rachel, who's also driving. Are you hands-free, Rachel?
Hi, Ray. I sure am.
Good.
Yeah, no, I'm on the Dewey Thruey, heading down to Jersey. See my mama.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you're on the air with Linda Kinlan.
Thank you. Linda, thank you for being on today. I love cookies, probably more than anything in the whole world.
Hi.
I'm pretty curious about favorite sweeteners. And the reason I ask is because in my family, for example, Pennsylvania German, a lot of molasses and brown sugar used. We also like maple. And, for example, my sister-in-law comes from a big Italian family, and they're not really keen on molasses. They go for the sweeter, the anise flavors. And so I'm curious about some of your sweeteners and your preferences.
I actually only use, which is shocking, we use organic sugar, which isn't, it's so different from just, I don't want to say any name brand.
Right.
It's not bleached. So it's it has
right.
a different texture. I don't know if you've ever touched... you know, or worked with the organic sugar, it's just nicer.
Yes.
So therefore, I don't use even brown sugar.
Interesting.
I don't.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Yes, I don't. So yeah. I just like the texture and the flavor that I get from the organic. I just think it's better.
Well, thanks, Rachel. You know, and I will say, I mean, I just, during that call, took a bite of this chocolate chip cookie. And it's, again, it's sweet, but not too sweet.
Right.
It doesn't hit you over the head. And I think that's one of the nice things about these cookies.
Thank you.
So that's partially the organic sugar?
I believe, yes.
So it's brown?
It's kind of has like a tannish look to it. It's not to say any other names.
No, I get it. It's not
regular. If you take like just a different, you know, regular sugar, it's definitely bleached and it's much finer. This has it's a little bit coarser.
Yeah.
It's really, I love it.
Our number is 800-348-2551. If you have a baking question, boy, do we have an expert in the house today. Fred in Lake George. Fred, you're on.
Hi. I've been baking pizza for years. We bake it on my gas grill in the backyard, and I've always used just in the jar Fleischmann's yeast. And I have a son who is a culinary CIA grad who keeps making fun of me and saying I need to use a yeast starter to get really great results. And I've tried to make a starter several times, and it's never grown for me. So my first question is, what am I doing wrong with the starter? And second is, do I really need to bother with that versus, you know, just dried yeast?
I wish I could answer that question. I'm not a bread baker. Mike Nicoli, who's with Three Chefs,
absolutely.
He'd be the one to answer that question. I'm not familiar with yeast breads, so I can't help you, but I would love to hear about your pizza.
Yeah.
That sounds really delicious. But I just...
Actually, I have an invention that I have a patent for that allows you to bake pizza on a backyard grill. We're trying to find a way to get it manufactured at a reasonable price point, but we haven't done that yet.
Well, good luck with that.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, Fred. This one came in via email. who says, don't eat it all, Ray. Okay, fair enough. I get you. He says, Matt says, all butter scratch mentioned elsewhere. If not, is it with what? Lard, oleo, margarine, other non-scratch items?
We only use butter.
Only use butter.
We use Cabot butter.
Now, I had heard, and again, believe it or not, I'm not really a baker or any kind of a cook at all, really, that if you use some shortening, it's a softer cookie. Wrong?
It could be. I have no idea. I honestly...
You've never cooked with shortening ever in your life?
No.
Really?
Oh, I love butter. Lots of butter. Right. I love Cabot butter. I like the fat content in it, to be honest with you.
I agree with you about that being great butter. All right, let's see. Here's another one. And again, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my own email here, and it's usually producer does this, and I don't sound like such an idiot. All right, this one came in from someone, nameless, must ask question. Linda also does small plate dinners, so she knows food. I need to know what vegetable she would serve with eggplant parm, a vegetable she would eat.
I know exactly who that is because he knows I don't like many vegetables.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But yet you look so healthy.
Tell him I'd like a nice green salad this evening when he makes my dinner. Thank you, Doug.
Somebody is giving you a hard time, basically.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice,
That
Doug.
Would be Doug, yes.
Well, thanks, Doug. We appreciate that very much, wasting everyone's time. Our number here, if you're not Doug, is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Linda Kindlin is here. She is the owner of Bake For You. So you're open very early because I know by the time I leave work, you are done for the day.
We open at 8 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon, Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah, and then on weekends.
8 till 2 on Saturday and 8 until 1 on Sunday. Or 9 to 1 on Sunday.
Do you ever sleep?
It does happen on occasion. Maybe like 5 hours.
Fair enough. By the way, what vegetable would you have with eggplant parm?
He knows
eggplant.
Right, exactly.
Right?
I mean, I want a salad. He knows that.
All right, fair enough. All right, so I have tried the pumpkin spice, the oat.
Pumpkin oatmeal.
Right?
Yep.
What else you got?
Do you want chocolate chip?
Well, I just tried this is chocolate chip, right?
You need to try the white chocolate cranberry.
Oh, that's a signature.
There you go.
Look, that's a big chunk you left here.
Well, you're I think
gonna,
you can.
You're
think
not
you
going to have any?
God, no.
Really? So you're sick of it?
No. Trust me. We try cookies, and I think there's one in there. I think I put it in. We did it with Lucky Charms and white chocolate.
You're kidding me.
Yep.
So this is an experiment.
Yes.
Am I the guinea pig?
No, you're eating the white chocolate cranberry.
No, I understand.
There is one in there, yes.
And you've never sold those?
We just did today.
Anybody buy them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to try it. This is delicious.
Thank you.
All right, so break out the Lucky Charms. Let's do it.
Is the Lucky Charms? I hope I brought one.
Linda Kindlin is our guest. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number on a Food Friday. Cookies in general. Look at this. All right, I'm going to hold it up. If you're watching at WAMC.org, we have a video feed, and I will hold this up. You can see the Lucky Charms in here.
You can do it. Come on.
It looks frightening.
It's not frightening.
All right, let's try it.
I promise. I would not steer you wrong.
Look at that. You can see the green. So the Lucky Charm has dissolved somewhat.
I don't know if that's a good
No, it isn't. It is
good. You like it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do Captain Crunch?
Oh, yeah. Captain Crunch and peanut butter?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So you've done
it. Oh, gosh.
All right. So tell us about some of your experimentation. You have a couple of Coors Lights or Bud Lights.
No.
And then you're
That's at night. No, I would, my son would actually say that mom would walk through Hannaford, like I saw a Pepperidge Farm goldfish. They landed in a cookie. It's just kind of like, oh, wow. Maybe,
really?
Yeah.
So do they not steer you, like, mom, don't go to the cat food aisle or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Okay, good. Oh, that's
Thank
good.
Thank God, no.
What about,
no.
like, pickles?
I haven't done anything with pickles.
Can you do something with pickles for the next show?
I'll try. I'll work on that.
All right, pickles. Let's see, pickles and, like, Underwood deviled ham.
Oh, that would make a good scone.
Okay.
That would.
All right, you'll have to name that one after me.
Okay.
Let's go to Emily in Marlboro. Emily, you're on.
Hi. I was just wanting to know if you have had success making cookies or other baked goods using other things besides white sugar. I know, you know, sugar is the mainstay of baking and desserts, but there's a lot of us out there that don't eat sugar, and I was wondering if you could recommend some recipe books for more maple syrup sweetened or more, you know, rice syrup or more naturally sweetened baked goods.
I haven't. I mean, I think, like, years ago I tried, like, agave, but couldn't even remember, honestly, if I had success with it. I just really like the organic sugar, so I haven't, you know, really experimented that much, I should say. But there, I mean, there's so much on, you know, on the World Wide Web that you could find if you just Googled, like, you know, baking with agave or...
Isn't agave something you make booze out of?
No. No. Mexican, maybe in your
Mexican
world,
booze?
Ray, not in mine.
No?
No.
Okay.
But there, I mean, there's some really great sweeteners out there. I just honestly haven't worked with those yet.
Is there any particular recipe books just for regular baking that you recommend for those who just want to, you know, bake at home and stuff?
Honestly, I love old school. Like, if I go to a bookstore, I go for, like, the, you know, used books, like the really old ones. I just bought one that was published, I think it was, like, in the 1950s. They're kind of a little bit harder to translate, but they're really great to take a peek
they're
at.
They're in English, presumably, right?
They are, right. But right. Sometimes, like, there's some things you might not have even heard of, and you're like,
oh, I see
I
what you mean.
That?
Yeah, yeah. I
but they're
you.
Really, I. That's really what I look at.
There you go.
Right.
Emily,
thanks.
Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. All right, this one came in via email from Jody, who says, sadly, I used to make flat chocolate chip cookies. I switched my flour to bread flour or flour that says better for bread, and my cookies came out so much better.
Oh.
What say you to that, Linda Kinlan?
I've never done that, but that sounds really interesting. I only use King Arthur Sir Galahad flour.
And why?
Honestly,
you know, you're not the only baker to say that.
I just love it. And honestly, Martha Stewart.
Really?
Like, yes. She's what? Genius. I know in some world she's not very well embraced, but she is a genius.
Yeah.
She's a genius businesswoman, and she is a genius in the kitchen.
Do you ever invite her up to the shop?
No, I'd love to.
You ever go visit her in the slammer?
No.
No.
Yeah, we didn't hang out then.
Okay. Let's go over to Carrie in Albany. Carrie, you're on.
Hey, Ray. It's Carrie from Different Drummer's Kitchen. I'm racking my brain. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
How are you?
I am looking for a cookie recipe. It's a chocolate chip cookie, and the base is kind of like a shortbread. I'm thinking maybe you might need to use Crisco in it to get the kind of feel I'm looking for. I've had this cookie in the past. I can't find a recipe. And if you know of one, I'd love to hear it.
Is it kind of like... Is it the feel of a shortbread? Like, would you roll it out?
I don't know. Well, I've never made it. I don't know. I mean, I've had these cookies before, and it's a different kind of chocolate chip cookie. It's great. It's a great chocolate chip cookie, but I think maybe there's Crisco in it, and it's, I don't know. I've had a hard time finding it. I've been looking everywhere.
I can do some work and give you a call at Different Drummer's Kitchen one day and let you know.
A little experimentation.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Yeah, and you know, you should come on and cook with us too. Maybe you want to do a cooking class.
But when you don't use any measures, how can you teach anybody to do anything?
Right, that's
true. Well, you know, I disagree. I think people like that. I am one person, and I'm teaching a scone class in November, and I really kind of use very rough measurements. I do not measure, but I've been baking for a long time. I think people need to develop confidence. They need to understand, you know, the ratios of liquid to dry.
True,
and once you kind of know that, you can push through a recipe, you know, and I think you're going to be okay.
She's correct. You're right.
In any case, if you do find that recipe, let me know.
I definitely will.
Carrie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A good weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. I would think it would also be important to not be too upset if you fail.
Oh.
I mean, there's got to be.
There's so many things. I mean, in baking, you're like, oh, wow, this is a great idea. I'm going to try it. I've took a whole pan, you know, and flipped it and said, okay, that's not good. We're getting rid of that.
I got to say, the Lucky Charms, it's growing on me. It's pretty good.
I'm glad.
Can you do a Count Chocula?
Oh, that would be good.
With the marshmallows inside? Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the Ray.
All right. So, you know, I'll buy in the business.
Okay.
I'll be the brains. Matthew in Pittsfield. Matthew, you're on.
Hi there. I'm actually making cookies as I'm listening to your show.
Bam.
Truth be known, I have a small cookie business myself. And
good for you.
And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, an organic, gluten-free cookie business. And one caller called in about sugar substitutes or alternatives.
Yeah.
And they can use coconut sugar.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about coconut sugar.
Coconut sugar is the best. It's got great flavor, and it has the lowest glycemic index of any sugar, Way better than agave or anything like that. So, and you can use it direct one-to-one.
Oh, that's great.
And it's sweet enough when you're with a finished product?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, it's that same thing that you're talking about, where it's sweet but not too sweet. It won't give you that sugar rush.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Good luck with your business. We appreciate the call. Oh, boy. Looking on Facebook. Courtney Lee commented on something here and referencing an Alec Baldwin NPR food thing, which I can't really, I don't want to go into.
Yeah, we can't say that on.
But I'm laughing, Courtney. I'm laughing. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Zach, the engineer, is laughing too, so he gets it. Let's go to Gregory in Kingston. Gregory, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I'm a cookie monster, and I'm not too concerned about measurements also. And as far as the sugar substitutes, I just thought I'd add my 2 cents. That coconut sugar sounds good. I bought some. I haven't used it really yet, but it sounds good. I didn't know it had a low glycemic index. What I recommend is that xylitol, because that's supposed to be a very low glycemic index. And the reason I bake cookies is because I like to eat them, and but I like to stay healthy. So I try to make cookies because I think they're going to be healthier than what I'm buying in the store.
Oh,
and I'll make some of my own flours. You know, I'll take the flaxseed and throw it through the coffee grinder and the pumpkin seeds and grind them up and make flour. And but the xylitol, the reason I'm intrigued with it more than anything is that you can get xylitol that's derived from birch. And birch is where you get the chaga mushrooms, which cure cancer. And so I just wanted to put those 2 cents in.
Oh, huh. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Gregory. We appreciate the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Do you ever make anything with coffee?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What do you do?
We did coffee brownies.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
And there's a new beer that we have in the shop that is it's Two Roads Brewery, and
yeah.
It's coffee espresso beer.
So it's stout, or is it a beer? Yeah.
And put it right in the brownies.
So doesn't that change the consistency? You must only put
a
little bit in.
Right. Yeah, you're not like, you know.
A couple of six packs.
Yeah. Right. No, it's not that much, but that is delicious. With the chocolate.
Well, feel free to bring next
and
time.
And yesterday we did, I get all excited. We did, we made croutons out of brownies.
What? What kind of, besides my kids, who would want a salad with chocolate?
No, we did it over vanilla ice cream.
Oh.
And added a little bit of chili powder tossed it in butter and then a little chili powder.
That's official. Now you really are a genius. Our guest is Linda Kinlan. 800-348-2551 is our phone number. It is a Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. Yeah, the Lucky Charms cookies are darn good, if you're asking.
Support for WAMC comes from Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts. A family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings, Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. And Field Goods, working with Hudson Valley farmers to deliver weekly subscriptions of local produce year-round to workplaces and community locations, supports small farms and healthy eating, field-goods.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC. Food Friday. Ray Graff here, joined today by Linda Kinlan, who, well, I mean, you'd have to be a genius to come up with Lucky Charms cookies. Zach, we got to get you one of those at the end of the show. Zach, the engineer, well done. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Over to Sally in South Glens Falls. Sally.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sally, and I'm a friend of Linda's. She knows who I am.
Hi,
I
Sally.
Remember when she made cookies. Hi. I just wanted everyone to know how much I love your food, and I love you.
Oh, thank you.
That is so nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Well, Sally, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
Bye-bye.
All? Oh, my
Bye.
Gosh.
Thanks, Sally.
That is the best call ever. Very concise, positive.
That was awesome.
Nice. Let's see if Frank can top that. Frank in Washingtonville, you're on.
Hi. I'm calling, commenting about sugar substitutes. Sure. Call them made?
Yeah.
I just recently tried a pie made with mostly honey.
Oh, there you go.
It's a good substitute, I felt like.
Yeah. Well, that would work, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Do you do anything with honey?
No.
Really?
No, not so much. No.
All right. Well, thank you, Frank. We appreciate it. Why not?
No special reason. It's not my sweetener of choice.
All right. Over to Stephanie in Lake George. Stephanie, you're on with Linda Kindlin.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Years ago in the 50s, I went to camp in the Pocono Mountains, and we had a chef that would come up from the Waldorf Astoria and cook for us. And for dessert every Sunday, he made chocolate steamed pudding with a hard sauce that I have been trying to find a recipe for ever since because it was absolutely delicious.
Sounds delicious.
It was like a warm cake, and then this hard sauce would melt into it. Have you ever made any steamed puddings?
I haven't, honestly, but it sounds really delicious. That sounds like a really old school recipe, like dessert. That would be... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think it is, and when you talked about getting these old recipe books, I thought maybe you might have run into something like that.
That I haven't, but definitely, I mean, if you like old bookstores, you know, used bookstores, I should say, definitely peruse the used book section of cookbooks. You'll find great old recipes.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. And do you find that some of these really old recipes haven't yet made it to the internet? Are they one of the few things that you can't find?
It's really interesting. It's like reading a book, actually, the old cookbooks.
Well, it is a
book. You're like reading, you know, and a lot of like women, you know, left, you know, notes or...
You mean handwritten notes in the books?
Yeah,
it's so cool. Oh, that's great.
That's more the exciting part of it.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Linda Kindlin, who is owner of Bake For You in Albany, New York, right on Delaware Ave, right?
Correct.
Yeah, on my way home.
On your way home.
Yeah. Let's go to Marilyn in Coleraine, Mass.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to comment on the gentleman who just suggested xylitol as a sweetener.
Yeah.
And if you use xylitol as a sweetener, don't share those cookies with your dog because xylitol has been shown to be poisonous to dogs.
I thought that was the same thing.
I was thinking that, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
I know Zorbitol. Is it the same as Zorbitol?
Voice that.
Is that the same as Zorbitol? Okay.
I think that's what he said.
A neighbor of mine had a dog that ate a bunch of gum and almost died.
Yeah. Well, that was a good call. That was definitely a good. Yeah.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Well, the Facebook comments on the NPR takeoff with the Alec Baldwin, very amusing.
Yeah. So,
and your daughter's involved with this somehow, huh? All right, well.
She's entertaining.
She's entertaining, but I mean, we're trying to do a show here.
I know.
So,
goodness.
And she helps you out a little bit sometimes?
She is a lot of the brains, actually.
Really?
Yes.
So you're the artist, she's the brains.
Yeah, correct.
Maybe we'll have her on as well.
Oh, yeah.
At least it'll keep her in line.
I know.
Let's go to Christine in Del Mar. Christine.
Hi, Linda. This is Christine from Del Mar.
Hi.
Just wondering when you're going to bring your delicious macaroons back to the farmer's market.
Maybe tomorrow. There's a good possibility.
Ah,
I know.
Because I've missed your small plates again, which is devastating to me.
And it was awesome.
But I always get the savory scones, and I'm sure you'll probably have those.
Yes, definitely. But probably macaroons. I think I've even perfected the recipe more. That I love them.
You know how my husband loves them.
Yes. So tell Jack, definitely, we will have them.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.
So what do you mean you perfected it more?
I just wasn't really happy with it, so I just had to keep playing.
Consistency?
I know I love macaroons. Coconut macaroons are like my guilty pleasure, other than Elio's Pizza, of course.
And Bud Light.
Coors Light. Oh,
Coors Light.
God, Bud Light.
All right, there you go. Fine.
No. But no, I just finally got it to like where we all like we're like, wow, this is really great.
So how did you change the consistency?
You just kind of like remove an item.
Drier or, I mean, what do you like more about it?
They're more moist.
They're more moist.
Yes.
I would think it would be easy to make them very moist, almost too moist.
No, you kind of have to play around with them.
So that's a delicate art, making a macaroon?
Mm-hmm.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. We go to Neil in Middletown. Neil, you're on with Linda Kindlin.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So
I am a teacher, and I had a student who used to make cookies that were a brownie-based cookie, but it was, her name was Brooke. She called them Brookies. It was a brownie.
Oh, yeah.
It was a chocolate brownie, but it had like a peanut butter in it, and she used coconut oil, which gave it an awesome almost tropical flavor. But when I tried to make them into a cookie using like a brownie mix, it came out like soup, and it was flat.
Did you add?
Got any ideas?
Did you add flour? I mean, there's some, like, honestly, there are recipes that you can, you know, use like a brownie mix and make a cookie out of it. Definitely.
Yeah, I found one online, but the second I added the coconut oil instead of, I don't know if there's a difference.
There could be. I always, like, I would probably try vegetable oil or butter.
Vegetable oil.
Or butter. Actually, if you did butter, you'd probably get a really nice, flakier type cookie. That would be
butter
my suggestion.
Instead of the oil.
Correct.
And is that like the same ratio?
Yes. You would use the same.
Same
correct.
Exact ratio?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
All right, Neil, thanks a lot for that. Let's go to Hedvig in Hudson. Hedvig, you're on.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm cooking too at the moment, but I'm cooking catfish, not cookies. In any case, I'm calling about the remark somebody made asking about how to get the feel of Crisco. Well, first I want to point out that people were making shortbread long before anybody thought about hydrogenating cheap vegetable oil to use in baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so totally harmful to the health, there's no reason to use it. And what we use, my daughter actually is a good baker, discovered if she puts half butter and half coconut oil, say making a pie crust, you know, or any kind of where that you want that shortening effect.
Yeah.
That right. Half butter and half coconut oil is really the killer combo.
There you go.
So I thought I would contribute that. I would try that for a shortbread. And not, if she doesn't want to do that, just use butter like they always did. You go
correct.
To Scotland, where shortbread is king, they're going to be made with butter. So anyway,
I think Linda's with you on that
I'm
one.
I'm with you on that one, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, though. That was it.
Yep. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Thanks a lot. And over to Susan in South Egremont. Susan, you're on with Linda Kindlin.
Hi, I don't know if anyone commented about the xylitol yet,
No. But
it is something that one of your callers suggested as a sugar substitute, and it's very, very dangerous for dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody
yep.
did.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I have a granddaughter with celiac disease, so she can't eat any wheat products, and I just wondered what the best flour substitute would be for cookies for her.
King Arthur actually has a gluten-free flour now. Which
okay.
I know bakers that have a lot of success with that. So you uh-huh. might want to give that a try.
Do you know what kind of flour it is?
It's King Arthur. King Arthur gluten-free flour.
But is it from a specific plant, I imagine, or is it a combination of...
I honestly don't know
what
the
it's
answer
made out
to
of?
That. Right, I don't
yeah.
know.
Okay,
I just,
well,
I just know.
I'll look into it.
I'll
Thanks
tell you one
so
thing,
much.
Susan. A lot yeah. of the bakers who are on this program swear by King Arthur, and I don't bake, so I have no idea, but I just know... From talking to a lot of them, they all like it.
Great. Well, I look forward to making little butter cookies with
Ooh,
her.
Ooh,
Thank
good.
You.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate that. Over to Susan in Schenectady. Schenectady, you're on.
Hi. I had a question about whether the organic, if you're using organic sugar, as you recommend, that you use a different amount that's in a normal recipe?
No, you just use it like regular sugar.
Okay. And is there any brand that you recommend?
No, there's... No, we get ours from Buffalo, so we get it in like a huge...
Buffalo? The
no.
organic sugar
no,
capital
no,
of the world.
Just,
go figure.
That's our purveyor. We get like 800 pounds at a time.
Yikes.
But
okay, well, thank you very much. Okay.
Thanks, Susan. That's a lot of sugar to get
it.
They bring
sugar.
A truck full of sugar?
Truck full of sugar.
Wow.
It's awesome.
So, okay, you know, it's a small storefront.
Correct.
You must do a pretty good business if you go through 800 That's a lot.
It's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Ron in Sloanesville. Ron, you're on with Linda Kindlin.
Hi. Yes, thanks for taking my call. First off, I want to make a quick vote for King Arthur flour. That's my flour choice also.
Good.
But my most favorite commercially made cookie, I believe, is Keebler's Pecan Sandies. And I was just wondering if there's a homemade recipe out there that duplicates that decadent taste without duplicating also the calories that are in it.
So pecan sandies, you ever make anything with pecan?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can actually just do like a basic shortbread recipe and add, you know,
that's all it is, right?
Yeah, basically. And it's delicious, though. They are really good. But I love our shortbread, and it's all butter. But you could do a basic shortbread recipe and grind up the pecans and just add them to it, and you'd probably have success.
Mm.
I would give that a try.
That sounds good.
Always add, like, I love vanilla, so I'm a little overly zealous with the vanilla.
Yeah.
So that would be my suggestion.
There you go, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye. And there's still time for a couple of more calls here if you want to jump in. 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Linda Kinlan, who you may know is part of Three Chefs and a Baker. The band is sort of broken up now.
No.
No?
No.
You might do something in the future? You might work together in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I heard there was some bad blood.
No.
No?
Never, no. They're like, no. We're a tight group.
Okay, that's not what I had read in the press.
No.
There was some
no.
acrimony there, some lawsuits.
We are not that important to be in the press.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, fine. All right.
I know.
So what's on? What are you going to have tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Saturday. Well, you may see me.
Oh, awesome. Well, we are at the Del Mar Farmers Market, and we have the shop open.
Uh-huh.
So Saturdays are pretty busy, but
what do you usually bring? I've been to that farmer's market. What do you usually
bring? We always bring scones. We will have raspberry squares, brownies, probably 8 different cookies.
Mm.
That's like the bulk of what
we
bring.
Will you bring the ones with the potato chips? I have a feeling
yes,
my daughters will be all
definitely.
Over that.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
That and you didn't bring any today, right?
I didn't. They sold out.
That's a popular. You know,
it's
I can't
popular.
Believe that would be a popular one.
Oh my gosh!
People, is it the salt and the sweet?
Absolutely, it's really good. And we have the guy's best friend now.
And what's that? Beer that, and no. bacon, right?
That is a chocolate chip cookie with walnuts and a caramel glaze.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's really
okay.
good.
And you didn't bring that either.
I did not.
So basically, I just got whatever was left over.
No, you didn't. It was yeah. just.
Oh, no. You know what? Throw the Lucky Charms in a box. That's good
we'll
enough.
See
for...
if Ray will eat it.
And then my daughter will make some jokes about Alec Baldwin.
Yes, of
and
course.
Let's go to Jack in Gilderland. Jack, you're on. Oh, maybe
we
not.
We lost Jack.
Hello, Jack.
I'm a baker myself, and I was wondering what exactly has been your biggest disaster when baking?
Forgetting baking soda. We have all done it at some point, and it's a disaster. And it's usually when we, like, quadruple the recipe and all of the cookies are in the oven. And you can tell immediately.
How big did it get? Did it just fill the oven?
No, they get too hard.
Oh,
you can't
they were
eat them.
Flat.
Yeah, you can't eat
okay.
them.
Well, thanks, Jack. We appreciate that call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. One of the other big disasters, of course, is appearing on this program.
No.
But you've done very well.
Thank you. This is fun.
And well, we'll look forward to you, your appearance over at the Del Mar Farmers Market. Let's go to Jack in Schenectady real quick here. Hi, Jack. You're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. Jack.
Yeah, I just wanted to – my wife recently made apple dumplings. My grandmother's recipe called for lard, of course. And she made the these basketball sized apple dumplings. But my wife made apple dumplings with coconut oil, and the texture of the dough was just fantastic. It was flaky, just amazing.
Yeah, people have a lot of success with it.
But you don't use coconut oil.
I just love butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. And I think it's great if people are having success with that. It sounds like from the calls today that they are, which is great.
It's a popular item. Thank you very much, Jack. We appreciate that. So you're just straight up butter all
straight
the way.
Straight up butter.
That's
love
great,
it.
Though.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I suppose if you start adding ingredients, it'll have to take some time because you don't measure, really.
Correct. And I'm not saying, like, in the future I wouldn't try, like, the coconut oil. But for right now, I love what I do. And I love what I use, so it's kind of like, don't try and reinvent the wheel.
Agreed. Mike in Albany. Mike, you're on.
Hi. I had a question on ovens. Are there particular ovens or, to think about if you're going to, buy one for your house as far as baking goes?
I use a convection oven, and I prefer gas ovens over electric any day.
Why?
I just like how they bake. I feel like they bake more even. I just like it. I'm not saying anything bad about
right.
Electric.
No.
I mean, if you want
this
electric,
is your experience.
This is my experience. I just like, and we have a convection oven, so
there
which most of us do.
All right, we lost Mike. Let's quickly go to Jill in Cheshire. Jill, you're on.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I had a quick sugar question as well. I wondered, is it okay to use less sugar in a recipe? If it calls for like a cup, could I get away with a half a cup?
Yes, you could. I mean. Just give, honestly, do you use organic sugar or no?
I do, yeah.
And do you find it still too sweet if you use the full amount of sugar?
Not really, but I like to use as little sugar as possible.
Right. You could try it. I mean, I do on occasion, but I guess with the organic, I never feel like I have to.
All right.
That makes sense.
It does.
Thanks, Jill.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
you.
You
know, I am amazed. The sweetness, it's almost a delicate sweetness.
It is.
It's there, but it doesn't hit you over the head.
Right.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I like it. You could come and bring cookies as much as you want.
Sweet.
You know, the fun drive's coming up.
Oh, that's right.
So could you bring some cookies for the fun?
I think I usually do.
Do you?
I have in the past.
I don't know. Maybe it's later in the day. Alan and I are usually very drunk by then.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. 800-34- Oh, we're done. That's the music. We're done with the show.
Done.
Yeah.
Bummer.
You've done well, Linda
Thank
Kindler.
Thank you. Thanks.
Savant that you are. Hey, what's the website?
www.bakeforyou.com.
Bake for you. That's bake for, not the number four.
No. It's
bake
all spelled out.
Bakeforyou.com.
Yes.
Well, thanks again, and we'll look
thank
for you,
you
at Farmers Markets, and we'll see you at the shop. Our underwriters, oh, yes, let's thank them as well. Bread and Butter, located in North Amherst's Mill District, offering breakfast and lunch daily, from traditional staples to chef specialties such as duck confit hash and maple sriracha pork belly. Breadandbutteramherst.com. And River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar at a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Linda will be here for a little while longer. She's going to record for the podcast. The Second Helping, is the podcast, but you can find out more at WAMC.org. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King answered the phones. I'm Ray Graff. Alan will be here on a Medical Monday on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a good weekend.